But in light of what, you know, the Lord is speaking to us here at Christ the King and just about being in Christ, you know, the sermon Sunday, Bishop was preaching about Mary Bethany, Mary Magdalene, you know, and I got to just thinking about the one thing and, the one thing conference we went to last year out of IHOP, and their whole ministry, that 24/7 ministry, was started off out of one thing. Right. And the one thing is found in Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now, as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, you're worried about so many things and bothered about so many things. But only one thing," that's where the one thing comes from, "only one thing is necessary for Mary, who has chosen the good part, and it will not be taken away from her." Seated at his feet, listening to her, is the one thing. And my prayer for me, going into this next year or next season of life, is that the one thing would become more one thing for me, right? I was just thinking of some things in the Song of Solomon. I was thinking of this verse, Song of Solomon 7:10, in giving gifts to the Lord. It says this, I'm my beloved's, and his desire is for me. So if you could give the Lord a gift, offer him a gift this year and say, "All right, Lord, this is what I want to give you." I think on up there, probably number one he would want is you, right? Just seated at his feet. Because there's just no greater pleasure that that we can bring to the Lord other than us, right? To hear our voice. I mean, he says that in the Song of Solomon. The most lovely thing, precious thing to him is to hear our voice, to be seated at his feet. And it's easy. You know, and there's just so many things here in the Song of Solomon. You know, if you've been at Christ the King, we've studied it for years. And I was just thinking of chapter 1 when verse 6, "Do not stare at me because I'm swarthy. The sun has burned me. My mother's sons were angry with me. They have made me caretaker of the vineyards, but I have not been a caretaker of my own vineyard." Right. And as you see, the bride going here, the body of Christ going forth, praying the prayers, "Draw me after you, draw me after you. Let us run together. Let me hear. Let me get the words, the kisses from your mouth. That is my total desire." Just being really caught up in there. And somehow, some way, she just kind of got burnt out a little bit because she was taking care of everyone else's vineyards or taking care of the people around you, right? Said even they were angry with her. And then what happened was that she wasn't taking care and making her own vineyard a priority in her life. And I like how the Lord uses that, is our time with him being like a vineyard, you know, and being in Christ. And it mentioned it a couple of times here in the Song of Solomon. And I can preach through all that noise because of my 7th and 8th grade class that I have, they talk like that the whole time I'm talking. Right, Father Aaron? So. The scripture I just read to you earlier, "I am my beloved, his desires for me. Come, my beloved, let us go out into the country. Let us spend the night in the villages. Let us rise early and go to the vineyards. And let us see whether the vine has budded and its blossoms have opened, and whether the pomegranates have bloomed. And there," that's what the Lord's saying, "there I will give you my love in this place, this vineyard." And in chapter 8, Solomon had a vineyard at Baal Hamon. He entrusted the vineyard to caretakers, and each one was to bring 1,000 shekels of silver for its fruit. "But my own vineyard is at my very disposal," 2,000 shekels are for you, Solomon. And I didn't have my Bible, who had all the little things in here, but that's not, we're not worried about that. That we have this vineyard at our own disposal. And in here, if you can think about being in Christ, everything that you have in Christ is in this vineyard or this garden, okay? And it is at your disposal. You have access to all of it, okay? And I like to look at that in my time with the Lord is doing that, kind of being there. Because, you know, in your journey, you can just think of the Lord taking you around. You get to experience different aspects of being in Christ, different aspects of who He is, His character, right? And it's at mine and it's at your disposal. In other words, it's there all the time, okay? Where we get hit and attacked is not taking care of our vineyard, right? Letting the little foxes kind of come in and says that in Song of Solomon chapter 2 and start, you know, nipping away at the grapes, right? Or just so many distractions, especially this time of year, right? I mean, it can get stressful, right? I'm kind of having stress upon stress. And that's what she talked about the sun burning me, you know. And there's just one answer, and it's just getting back at His, sitting at His feet, letting the Lord speak His word to you, right? Caretaking that vineyard, running, getting rid of the little foxes, right? Getting rid of, you know, things that are overgrowing, like, you know, the briars and the different things like that, you know, getting them out of there so that the access is more easily attained. Okay? So bringing a gift to the Lord for you, for me this year, is I want to be more of a one thing person. When I look at my life, you know, if I've been just, you know, we went on a few days away, my routine got just totally thrown off, and I just wasn't, you know, getting the time that I like with the Lord, not being legalistic about it, but it's just so necessary for me. And I found myself, and so did those around me, that stress button hitting so much easier, you know. And the Lord didn't condemn me about it or anything. I just kind of spent some time with Him today, just got it back at His feet. And it just re-reminded me of some just good stuff. Just to hear His words, you know, speak again, kind of there where we belong in the vineyard. And I was kind of eating its fruit, you know. And I thought, oh, man, Lord, this is where I belong. So this year, the gift I want to give you is myself. And I want to be more of a one thing person seated at your feet than ever. And I want to caretake my vineyard like never before. Right? Making that such a priority. Not letting the things sneak in and to push that. And, you know, whatever that means for you is being there. Okay? That's the most important thing. You can't give Him anything more that would delight His heart than that. Amen. Amen. Well, let's stand. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Share God's peace with one another.